Hopkins County has been approved by the Texas Secretary of State for a pilot program that will allow county voters to cast ballots at any voting site in the county. Voting sites will also be reduced from 21 to 14. County Judge Robert Newsom tells us more.
And I want to just commend Debbie Shirley, our county clerk. She's done a super job on this. And as last summer when we were planning the budget, we decided with Debbie's urging to go forward with electronic voting. And this is something that a system where a person in our county can vote in any place in the county and their vote will be counted. You can only vote once because it's guarded that way. It's a very protective system. It's a very accurate system. It's not a system that's new to us. We've been doing this for years, but what we're doing now is it's going to be all electronic. It'll be easier to tabulate. It'll be more accurate. Recounts will be extremely easy, of course. And so yesterday I received another good news yesterday. The Secretary of State is pleased to accept Hopkins County application to participate in the countywide precinct polling place program for the November 3rd election. So that's a big deal for us, and I think it's going to really be a blessing to the citizens.
And it mainly means that people can vote just anywhere if they happen to be, even if you live in Saltillo, but if you're in Cumbie doing business, you can vote in Cumbie.
Exactly. In fact, we'll have all of the outside schools, all of the county schools have agreed to have a polling place at the school. And remember, this is Wi-Fi driven to make sure that no one votes twice or anything like that would happen. And so each of those places will have Wi-Fi. Then we'll have six outside schools and then eight inside the city. And one of those will be here at the courthouse. Wow. Another one will be at the Civic Center. And then it'll be six other locations here in the city. But again, you can vote anywhere you want to, and your vote will count just as if you were in your precinct. So it's a real advance for Hopkins County, and we're very excited about it.
Have we had voting in the courthouse that you can remember in the past?
Or? You know, it's been a long, long time. It seems like we did it many, many, many decades ago, but not lately. So we're looking forward to having them right here on the first floor courtroom. We're going to, I've talked to the judge, and Judge Smith has agreed. She just won't have any cases in that courtroom that day. If she has cases, she'll go somewhere else. So we'll have that courtroom available.
Now, cutting down from 21 to 14, that's less staffing and all kinds of stuff like that.
One of the things that Debbie Shirley has had such problems with, especially the last few years, is finding election judges. You know, people are busy and they just don't have time. And so most of the judges are retired people. But even then, she's been had trouble being able to get enough judges and get them qualified and trained. And so this will help her a whole lot on that.
KSST News.